Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello there, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are all here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Tori Taff, here with Bill Gaither himself, and a great cast of characters. We're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today never have to fake it. They're the real deal, Karen Peck, the Browns, the Trammell Quartet.
A few years ago, we took the whole Homecoming group to Ireland, Bill. What a beautiful taping that was.
And you know what? The interesting thing, we tried to do that tune that the Greater Vision do with so many words.
Yeah.
It's impossible to sing as a group. We tried it. He'd have still been God.
Yeah.
Here we are, the Homecoming group.
Master cares down at that precarious. Can't you see that we're about to die? This boat we're on is surely going under. Save us now, his disciples cry. So Jesus rose to stand against the tempest, knowing his disciples had no faith. Just to prove that he was still the master, he spoke and the winds and seas obeyed. He's still been God, even if it never comes a storm on the raging sea. He's still been God, even if it never cause a blinded eye to see. He's still been God, even if it never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. So even if it never comes out a single miracle, Jesus would have still been
his loving earthly mother. She understood the purpose of her son. Ever since the angel came and told her, this child is the blessed Son of God. So when she'd see the people gather round him, watching for the miracle to prove that he would be their one and great Messiah, because she already knew.
He's still been God, even if it never comes a storm on the raging sea. He's still been God, even if it never comes a blinded eye to see. He's still been God, even if it never brought a crippled man to his feet. It's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Because even if we never come another single miracle, Jesus would have still been God. He's still been God.
And my public service announcement today is this is International Healthcare Professionals Day, our chance to say thank you to the more than 20 million healthcare professionals worldwide. They make sure that we are properly cared for in times of medical need, as well as emergency circumstances. They do an incredible job, and we're grateful for the excellent care and service they provide. So thanks to each of you.
Absolutely.
For a job well done.
Right. Yeah.
I'll applaud that. Yeah.
The vocal band. Great, great song by Bill and Jenny Grine. Bread Upon the Water.
Well, there are people who think they're not receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken from their believing. Fall. But don't you waver, keep on living in the way
God wants you to. Don't get discouraged. Keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you.
But keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
For your needs, just keep on sharing the love of Jesus. You know growing comes from planting seeds.
Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. Gonna come back home on every way. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
Yeah.
Well, a pretty nice award this week. The English Educators of Ecuador.
Sure.
E-meeting in Edinburgh at Ernie and Evelyn's Equilibrium.
Nope. Yeah.
They gave the word of the day their coveted E-word encounter citation.
Mm-hmm.
They said, while their words do raise questions, they give no indigestion.
Well, that's good.
Oh. And we're thankful for that.
That's good.
So here's the word of the day.
Okay.
Pellucid.
Are you really pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
I'll pronounce it and define it.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Two for one.
Pellucid.
Pellucid.
It's a common word, and I'm embarrassed for you. You know, it's the ultimate story, in fact, of the life of one person of wrongs made right. Paul Lucid never could seem to get it together. He just couldn't get it. And he was born, he couldn't speak well. He was born with a perforated vowel. He became an independent flag maker for many of the smaller countries, but it really never flew. And then he became an inventor and actually invented woo and tried to teach people how to pitch it. It just was not working. Willie Nelson even refused to do a duet with him, you know.
Duet with anyone.
Well, then he became a manager of a hedge fund, but his blades were dull. The hedges looked awful. He was later promoted to the manager of a building fund. He did well with that. And then he became Pastor Paul Lucid of the First Church of the Loosey Goosey. It's non-denominational, but they prefer 10s and 20s. That's the deal.
That's
so good. It actually means clear in meaning, as in Kevin's words are rarely elusive.
Yes.
There you go.
Here's Karen Peck.
Gotta stop listening to all the bad news, the gossip, the economy. Come on, we gotta choose to trust in the one who knows the way. No more focused on the things that bring us down. Trust in the answers and the hope that can be found. 'Cause good things are happening today. Good things are happening. I don't have to worry about anything. 'Cause God's sending blessings down my way. I can lift my head up high. 'Cause He has promised He will. We never have to wonder if the Lord is in control. See, there can be favor in the rain. Even though we doubt and the outlook is grim, we can say with confidence in Him that good things are happening today. Yeah, hey. Good things are happening. I don't have to worry about anything, 'cause God's sending blessings down my way. I can lift my head up high, 'cause He has promised He will provide, and good things are happening today. They say
the question is, can anything good come out of Lamar's, Iowa? Oh, yes, my friend.
Yeah. I would think so.
I know two good things.
What's that?
Blue Bunny ice cream.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
And this sweet, wonderful family, the Browns.
Yeah.
Come from a farm community, and they still farm, but they really sing.
Listen. There you go.
He brought me from a mighty long way. Set me on the rock to stay. He found me sinking low in the shifting sand, and He picked me up with His nail-scarred hands. He drew me close with the saving grace, and now step by step I've reached this place. Not what I was, give God the praise. He brought me from a mighty long way. Days were filled with trouble. Life was always bringing me down. Then I cried out to God from that long, lost road. And sure enough, He turned me around. Yes, He turned me around. He brought me from a mighty long way. When He set me on the rock to stay, He found me sinking low in the shifting sand. And He picked me up with His nails.
nail-scarred hands. He drew me close with the saving grace. And now step by step, I preach this place. Not what I was, give God the praise. He brought me from a mighty long way. The change doesn't leave any doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt that he brought me from a mighty long way. When he set me on the rock to stay, he found me sinking low in the shifting sand. And he picked me up with his nail-scarred hands. He drew me close with the saving grace. And now step by step I've reached this place. Not what I was, give God the praise. He brought me from a mighty long way. Not what I was, thank God I'm saved. And he brought me from a mighty long way.
And that was the Browns on this Believe edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can hold on to. You can lie down and sleep in peace, for God alone can make you to dwell in safety. Psalms 4.
It's a beautiful day here at Homecoming Radio. Here are a few more things that have been banned in America. There's no more bear wrestling in Alabama.
That's
right. Just can't do it. In Arizona, you can't register at a hotel under a false name.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll send that out to John Smith. And in Arkansas, no horn honking in front of a sandwich shop.
Oh.
These rules were made by politicians with too much time on their hands.
You're right.
Travel Quartet.
There are times when days are dark for children of the light. Seems life is all uphill and nothing's going right. But we can choose to stand strong and give God the glory. Even help someone else when they hear our story.
Turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. Test into a testimony.
Let us take every chance to talk about his power and tell how he meets his children in their darkest hour. He'll see us through every day, and as our faith keeps growing, use it to help someone. We find hope in knowing
we can turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. And turn every test into a testimony.
Gotta hear the good news. Did for me.
Can't keep it to myself.
Thank God he set me free.
Yes, he did.
Tell our friends, testify.
Testify.
Testify. Turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. Test into a testimony. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. Turn every test into a testimony.
Hi, I'm Mark Lowry, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
went down. Everything in the middle was a merry-go-round. Felt like I was going crazy. Starting in first, coming in last, running in circles, going nowhere fast. Life can hit you without warning. There are mercies waiting every morning when the skies open wide. Blessings pour from the windows of heaven high. Can't help but say, God is good, and today is a good day. Moving on, the past is all behind me. Says will find me taking a step, breathing in deep, setting my sights wherever he leads. Knowing God is faithful, finding myself nothing but grateful when the skies open wide and blessings pour from the windows of heaven high. Can't help but say, God is good, and today.
Verse of this song was found scrawled on the walls of a mental patient cell in Worm, Germany. Apparently, in a moment of sanity, he had written, "Could we think the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God." Listen.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. And pure, how
could we within the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade to
anything else today, remember, he does love you very, very much. And we're out of time, Phil.
If you cyber surf, go to homecomingradio.com.
Or you can hear more of us online and check out the dates and places for upcoming concerts and see the latest in the world of Gaither videos.
You can also like our Facebook page. Click that little button. Best of all, leave us a note, homecomingradio.com. Go do it right now.
Some great homecoming stations in Vermont, WGLY group of stations. We appreciate you, WCMD, WCMK, WCHP. We say thanks and
salute.
Hello, I'm your hair consultant, Mr. Bill. You get to choose your color. Hey!
Do you have a color called a lot? See you next week.
Well, today you've heard only the best of the best in gospel music. And you know, oftentimes we're asked where you can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you're going to find this and much more there. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends are going to stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.